How do you enter into a place you've never been before? Or do you burst through the door and say, I'm here, I've never been here before, but you know, it's going to be great because I am here. Everyone turns to you and you acknowledge their presence. Yes, I'm here. Are you the kind of person who kind of goes in silently 10 or 15 minutes before the event starts, cases the room, finds your chair in the corner, and you sit back and you want to just see how things progress before you fully engage yourself, if you fully engage yourself? Are you the kind of person who enters the room 15 to 20 minutes after something starts? So the whole thing's kind of in a roar and moving along and stuff. And when you can kind of slip in and see where you are as everything goes ahead of you, and then you can find your place in it. We enter into spaces in interesting ways. All of it is kind of based on our temperament and personality, whether we want to be the leader of the pack or anonymous or just kind of enter in the group as an equal of everyone else. We all have our way of moving into spaces, right? My first sabbatical from the church, I decided that I was going to do a spiritual walk. And so that summer I walked about 360 miles. And the biggest chunk of it was doing the John Muir Trail. And this on the projector is kind of washed out, but that's a Half Dome looking at Half Dome through the trees. And that's the second day of the trip that David and I took on the John Muir Trail. And so we dumped our packs at this location and then decided to hike up. And we were the thing was to go to the top of Half Dome the second day. David, you can see he's a little bigger than he was once, stopped at this point. He said, I am not going any higher than this, because the next thing to go up was a ladder off the side of Half Dome. And so they had these cables going up, and now it's different than it was then. Then you just showed up and did it, and now you have to have a reservation. Mainly because people are crazy on this cable. They go around people, they go on the outside of it. People fall off and die in this place just because they're just nuts. And people get halfway up and freeze in terror, because this is really steep. And then you have like 100 people behind you, and what do? You know, do you let them by as you're grappled on? Anyway, I got to the top, and the view was great. The view was amazing. I wasn't up there as long as I'd hoped to be, because I left my son at the bottom, and I was kind of concerned about him just waiting around forever. Although I know he was happy sitting there before that cable thing. And so we got back together and went back to our camp spot. And there I am, just to prove it, you know. I should have included the picture at the end of the hike where I had lost about 15 pounds. So I wish I had still had those 15 pounds off me. The service pictures for today are all pictures I took on the John Muir Trail of different places. Anyway, so it was an interesting experiment for me, and pretty successful, actually, of going to some place new that I've never experienced before, and then seeing myself in it, and is there any place within that adventure, within trudging up and down hills, within camping, with being out in nature, was there some point of divinity that was a part of it? And I'd spent every day when we'd roll into camp, I spent at least a half an hour to 45 minutes spending just journaling what we did for the day and my impressions of it and everything else. And when I finally got home, it was about 60 or 70 pages, which I totally lost because I had a computer crash. And now it's just in memory. But it was a point of divinity for me, a point in which something new came upon me, something transformational, because I was in something that I had never been in before. I was in a space that I hadn't ever experienced, and each day I had to experience something new. Probably the low point of the trip was when I went over a pass and I could see the next pass in the distance, and it took me 3 days to walk to it. Every day I just looked at this pass and I never seemed to get to it, and then all of a sudden I was up over that and then to the next one. The idea is that even in a new space, there are challenges. There are challenges. Sometimes the biggest challenge of a new space is just entering into it, going and doing something you've never done before, being placed in a situation where you may not have the kind of control that you really wanted to have, but you have to exist through it. And those spaces can be all kinds of things. It can be physical locations. They can be emotional locations. They can be situations of living that you have to endure or work through or even anticipate to get through. But they put us in a place where we're having to gauge our life and the people around us and our whole living situation in a new way. And at times, that can be really daunting. Dealing with the changes in our lives, dealing with something different, dealing with a new work situation, a new living situation. All of those things are stressful because we don't know where we're going to go. We don't know where life's going to take us. We don't know what the end result will be. And so many of us enter into this space with great apprehension. The story in Matthew of the wise men is so abbreviated. It's told like a factoid, you know, that they saw a star, they followed it, they went and saw the king, they had these gifts, they went to Jerusalem, they went to the Jerusalem to see the king, then they end up in Bethlehem, they present it, they head home another way. It doesn't take into account the emotional range that these people had to go through. It doesn't take into account the idea of leaving to go to a place you'd never been before. It doesn't take into account what it is to be in different living situations. You know, when someone describes our life to someone else, they rarely will take into account the emotional situations that we have to live through. It becomes kind of a factoid that, well, he was born here, he grew up there, she had this kind of job, they had this many children, they retired, and he or she retired, they lived here, and then they passed on into God's realm. Rarely do we talk about the emotional up and downs that are really a part of all of our living. You know, because it's hard to encompass. It's hard to really give voice to what that's like. Because all of us have that range within ourselves is so deep. It's something that we live through and into and about. That at times when someone says, well, what's going on with you? You're just kind of lost for words. Because you just can't grasp what it is that you want to say to express the way you really feel. And sometimes we just shrug it off and go, well, I'm okay. You know, I'm all right. Today we're looking at moving into new spaces. And we all are doing it all the time. But rarely do we kind of step back and say, well, I'm in a new space. What's this going to be like? I'm in a new space. Where am I going to, how do I negotiate? You know, I went to work for all of my life and now I don't do that anymore. How do I live a life in this way? Or you know, my health was great all my life and now I'm having some health issues. How do I live in this space? Or you know, we can make the list really long, can't we? We can all think about our own lives and see how there's been some kind of shift. And now we're living in a new space. The quest that we have as people of faith is to kind of chunk up a level, I guess, and say, what is God doing with me here and now? Too often we get overwhelmed by all the things that are happening around us that it's difficult to even fathom stopping and looking at it and going, oh my gosh, where am I and what does this really mean for me with my relationship to God or my relationship to others? Because there are immediate things that we're having to take care of. To stop and say, whoa, wait, where's this going? What's this going to do? How is this going to change me? What am I learning from this? Am I getting stronger? Do I feel like this is just pulling all the energy out of me and I have nothing left? They're hard questions. And I have found in living that is difficult to discern what God is doing in the midst of all that stuff. It is almost a lived experience. It's not something you can say, well, you know, I sat down for 15 minutes and I got it all figured out what God wants to do. God wants to do and wants me to go out and change the color of my car. Really? Yeah, it's that simple. Most of us are just kind of slogging through life, scratching our head and going, what does God want me to do? Where is God in the midst of this? I don't see how it works. It's a lived through experience. And so maybe years down the way, we can look in the rearview mirror of our life and go, man, that was a hard one. And, oh yeah, God was working through that in me. Oh, there was a change here. Oh, I wasn't alone. People were brought into my life. And I changed. And caring was exchanged. And I was made a better person. It's through that lived experience of going into a new place and then being able to reflect back on how we are changed. The last few days of David and my trip on the Junmuir Trail, it rained every day in the afternoon. There was a monsoon that had been in a hurricane that had broken up in Mexico, and all that moisture had rolled up from the south. And so we had to decide how we were going to do this, how we were going to finish. And so we were sitting at Kness Lake in the afternoon, and it was raining on us. And I told Dave, so we're going to have to change the way that we do this. And he goes, oh, you mean we're quitting here and we're going to go? I knew what he wanted. He said, no, we're going to have to hike farther. And he said, well, I'm good for that. So the last 3 days on the trail, we hiked close to 20 miles a day, just zooming up. It really wasn't that hard because we'd been out for like 20 days, you know. So it was like we were conditioned to do it. And so we camped at a lake, and then you'll see a picture later on of the top of Mount Whitney, the Smithsonian shack. We got up and we went up, dumped our packs, went up and did Mount Whitney, and then came out the same day. I called my mother from the top of Mount Whitney, borrowed someone's cell phone, and said, we're coming out early, which was pretty common because we were coming out early everywhere we were because David didn't want to linger. And so we walked all the way out that day. It was some 20-some miles and stuff. And at the end of the day, my mother was waiting at the trailhead. I saw her, and I burst out in tears, mainly because I was so glad to see the end of that day. It was long. And it was hard, but it was an accomplishment that I really wanted to do because my dad had done it when he was like 16, and it was kind of one of our goals that never happened. And through that process, through the hiking of that summer, I saw God alive in me in ways that I hadn't before, mainly because I had pushed myself in ways I hadn't done before. I'd spent time with our son in ways I hadn't done before. And the church gave me an opportunity to really take a break and look at my life within the church in a different way. And I think, hard to gauge that because it was like a long time ago, I think I came back a better person for doing it because I was put myself in a new situation and it made a difference for the community that I serve. Life puts us in all kinds of new situations, almost day in and day out, doesn't it? It's very rare that we track the same course every day, isn't it? Even those of us who can try to, there's always something disrupting our lives, making us move a little bit to the right or to the left or forward or back, and causing us to kind of pause for a moment and think about what we're doing here and with our living. God desires for us to take note of that, to see ourselves in some sense of divinity, that God is working with us and that we are holy people doing holy things. And although it doesn't feel that way sometimes when we're operating as individuals, we really are. You don't leave any holy space by coming in or leaving this place. You bring that holy space with you when you come in and when you go out. And so that space surrounds you. It's only our only task is to open our eyes and see it dawning upon us, to see each day God awakening within us for this adventure of living. Will you pray with me? We are on an adventure, God, taking us to new places. Sometimes there are places that we would not necessarily want to go if we had a choice, but nonetheless, we are going. And we give thanks, God, that you do not leave us abandoned, that you have put people in our lives, and you have made the world as amazing a place as it is, so that we can experience you in our daily living. Open our eyes that we might see you in the new places that we go. Give us strength that we would encounter these things with joy and with fortitude and with perseverance at times. And grant, God, that you would bring people in our lives who would make a difference for us. Amen. I invite you to stand and sing with me our hymn of invitation.